This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Lady to Lady, and we just wanted to let you know about our On the Pun tour.
Hashtag On the Pun. Do you get it?
Beyonce. So we're going around to the Pacific Northwest. If you live in that area or if you have friends, please let us know about the show. On May 11th, we'll be in Seattle, Washington at the Jewel Box Theater, and we are doing a live podcast at that show, so come check us out. Mm-hmm. See the magic happen live.
Guest TBA.
Yeah. And May 11th, we'll be in Portland, Oregon at Kickstand Comedy. May 13th, we're back in Seattle at Comedy Underground, which we'll be doing stand-up at. So there's two different shows. If you live in Seattle, come to both.
May 14th, we're headed back down to Oregon. We're going to be in Eugene, Oregon at the Green Room at Doc's Pad. May 15th, we're in Salem, Oregon, Capital City Theater. May 16th, hello, we're in Humboldt, 420.
Hey.
No drama. We're going to be at the Palm Lounge at the Eureka. Come say hi and get me high.
Mm-hmm. May 17th, we're going to be in Oakland, California at the Nightlight. May 18th, Ventura, California, Tessa's hometown.
Hello.
At the Wine Rack. Closing it all out, May 23rd, Los Angeles, California, back home at the UCB Theater.
Yeah. And it's going to be so much fun. We want you to come out and see us. You can find out all the details and get tickets on ladytoladycomedy.com, or all the info will be on maximumfun.org. Mm-hmm. On the calendar. And yeah, come out and see us if you live there. If you don't, just fly out in your private jet and take us to our next destination.
And then you're probably Beyonce, so fierce.
Yeah. Obviously.
We'll see you.
Wait to see you.
See you there.
Bye.
Hello. We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Victor. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Shimmy and sashay.
Shablam,
we're there.
And we're
Shablam.
There. And Shantae, you stay? Nobody sashays away.
Those are drag racers.
Yes. Those are drag racers.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch. God, I need to get
you
into
gotta
it.
You got to get into
I
it.
Too. You of all
There's
people.
There's nothing we can all three be into, though. It can only be two.
No, but this might be the thing.
There are things I think we all three of us like, just at different varying degrees.
Yeah. We all like Mrs. Doubtfire.
We all love Mrs. Doubtfire.
We all like food.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all like sugar.
Yeah, we all love sugar.
Oh, God. We need
my
to...
God. We have to talk about that.
Yeah.
thanks for listening to the show. Mm-hmm.
And for coming to see us on tour.
Yes.
We've been out for half a week. And
or is this coming out this week?
No, it's coming out on the
14th. Never mind.
So we're on the
Thanks
road
for
again.
Coming. Thanks for seeing us last night or tomorrow or tonight.
Or whenever.
Or whenever you hear this.
Yeah, wherever you are.
In the future.
Yes.
And also for checking out those dates at ladytoladycomedy.com. Okay. What am I doing?
Let's bring on our guest.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
She's a writer for Vice. She's a songwriter musician who wrote a song by none other than Britney fucking Spears.
Ooh.
She's wearing an excellent necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Lola Blanc, you guys.
Yay!
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Which Britney song did you write?
It was called Ooh La La.
Okay. It was the Smurfs 2
the Smurfs
song.
Smurfs 2 single.
Awesome.
The best.
You didn't write it for the movie, right? You wrote it and then that happened.
I wrote it for me.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it became hers.
How does
that happen? Is Britney like walking down the street one day and she hears it in a window and is like...
Yes, as if she has anything to do with this process.
Right.
As
if somebody's not just like, hey, you're singing this.
Basically, yeah. A producer and then another producer, you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
How did that feel though? Was it like a weird moment? I know it was a little bit ago, but...
It was exciting. I mean, like, I wanted it for me. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of weird, kind of bittersweet. But then it was exciting. I heard a song I wrote on the radio, and hopefully I'll start to hear more.
Well, and that's what's cool, too, is, like, you're a songwriter, so... It's good. She, you know, it's not like she took the only thing you have, which is great. It's like, oh, I can make more of these.
Right.
Yeah, I'll make more babies, and then Britney won't steal one of them. Is that how it works?
Let's hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should have had her write a song for us.
Oh my God. How we totally would have.
We should have thought about that because we do write our own theme.
We have a lot of jingles.
Yeah.
They're not quite at Britney Spears single level. Yeah. No. To be honest.
They're a B-side though.
But that's what I'm saying. It would have been a big improvement. Maybe we'll have her do one, then we'll play in the next one or something.
OMG,
that'd be fun.
That would be amazing.
Just something easy. Not, you don't have to.
How does our theme song or what does it
do it now?
Does it have a good hook?
It's a hit.
Yeah, you like it? Okay, cool.
What if that happens smash. This one and then we're like, oh, sorry, we're taking this one. You're like, God damn it. Again.
Thanks, Barbara.
Well, I promise not to take your... I don't promise not to make your jingle into a number one hit. Well, God, if we had a jingle that became a hit.
Oh my God, ever jingle that became a hit.
We would be so...
Has that ever happened?
I bet you it has. I mean...
YMCA? Oh, does that count?
Oh, yeah. YMCA is kind of a jingle.
This is one of ours.
I don't know.
Yeah.
YMCA. I was just talking about YMCA yesterday, you guys. How crazy.
Ooh.
How interesting.
How bizarre.
The song or the destination?
Both.
Okay. Ooh.
Because we were walking by one and I didn't realize it meant Young Men's Christian
Association.
Yeah.
And then James was talking about how like it was like the first like openly like you're gay, come here song. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't even like think about that.
Right.
But it has a lot of cultural relevance.
Yeah.
I guess I'm curious. I'm going to say something really stupid, but how did that be like in retrospect, obviously, it's a gay anthem, but what about that song is inherently gay? It's pretty gay.
Young men, if you're listening to me, young men, like they
was calling
out to
like
the
outfits though and the dance.
I think it was
like,
both.
So.
Yeah.
She's very flamboyant.
But also it was like calling like, hey, you've got somewhere to go, man. You know.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you like a runaway
song.
You got a home.
The fun at the one. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
But I love that like probably they've played that at like, you know, like Christian schools, like homecoming dances.
Yeah.
Not knowing like
oh yeah,
not knowing they were committing a sin.
I don't think I've heard it at a wedding in a while.
Is that a
good for you? You've been to good weddings.
Yeah, well, it's like it's like one of those songs. It's one of those songs.
It seems like a shitty DJ song.
I prefer it to the electric
like
slide.
Celebration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, electric slide's great.
Wait, is that a song?
Synchronized dancing?
Yeah.
I know the dance. How does the song go? Yeah,
what's the other one?
How do you know the dance? But no, actually, I don't know the song. What am
right?
I saying?
What's the song?
I'm not singing it. I'm dancing it. Like that's what. I'm...
Yeah, no, we all know the dance.
Yeah,
Brandy's just.
I actually
the
don't
electric
know the dance.
Boogie, oogie, oogie, oogie.
I know the boot scoot boogie.
You can see it.
Ooh,
boot it's electric
boogie.
Yeah.
See that one came out of nowhere, and I was like, "Oh, now we have two synchronized dances at weddings. I have to do so much homework."
I love that shit though.
To somebody else's love.
I can't remember dances. I can't remember any of them. No.
Well, if you ever need one, we've got one that we use.
We have one and only one
in the canon.
We just used it earlier tonight at UCB. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah we kind of have like our own
kind
of
like,
poor
it's
man's
basically,
version.
But the thing is, we did a dance to Call Your Girlfriend, Robin's Call Your Girlfriend, but we used her, we like just took her moves from the video and made our own thing. So it was very easy because it was like, you know, you're just stealing.
I've been wanting to do that, but it just seems like so much work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could teach it to you.
Yeah,
it won't take very long.
Or maybe it's just so automatic to us now.
Yeah, that might be it.
No.
It's funny, we were like rehearsing and I was like, the first time we rehearsed, I was like, I haven't done this in like, you know, it's probably been maybe a year since we've done it last.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder if I still remember this. And then you just lock right back.
Yeah,
I was
like,
yep, no, I got this.
Clockwork.
Yeah. The blast.
All right, guys, let's talk about the sugar cleanse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
It was a sugar. It was a sugar fast. A
fast
sugar cleanse.
It sounds
possibly.
Like you're just eating sugar.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
To be honest.
Now I want to say
more.
Okay, we made a pact on the podcast that we were gonna not eat sugar for 21 days because Beyonce said 21 days.
21 days, you break a habit.
But also, like we said, the rules were basically we weren't eating like pastries or like soda or you
natural
could eat
sugars
fruit.
Are okay.
You could eat fruit, but not you know.
Yeah,
like
don't be an asshole about it. Like
sugar.
nothing processed.
Yeah.
So our last thing that we ate was a Cinnabon treat from Taco Bell. Just happened to be there.
And I would just like to say that when we ate that, I really thought that was going to be the last sugar I ate for 22 days.
It wasn't?
No.
So who broke first? Because like the days after that, I was texting Brandy and Tess being like, look at all this sugar. And I was the only one to do that. And no one, I was like, uh-oh.
I started to notice those texts dying down. And
yeah.
And that's when I sort of thought maybe I wasn't alone.
So how long did you last?
Not very long.
Oh my God.
Okay. I think I made it 6 days.
I mean, that's
pretty good.
Is that good?
Like, but then week, what did you have right? after that? That's well. Because if you went crazy, then that's one thing.
I went crazy. I mean, I couldn't.
I saw you. You must have lied to me. Like,
no, 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 no. You saw me. Okay, you saw me the like night after I fell off the wagon. And right. then I was like, there was like one slip up. I'm going to be back on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I mean, I really just went whole hog back into sugar. In fact, I think I ate more sugar in the last month than I ate in the 3 months prior.
Moral of the story, don't tell Tess Barker no.
You know what I mean?
That is
you
know true. What I mean? That's yeah. very true.
And I think it was a really good learning experience because I learned, you know what? You're only doing harm when you try to exercise self-control.
Well,
lessons.
What's your, Lola, how are you with, are you like a sugar person?
Do I'm a sugar freak.
Okay.
I have yeah. cereal like 3 times a day.
Oh, okay. I love cereal
yeah,
so
it's
much.
Like, I could not, I don't even, I think I could do 6 days. Like that's...
I it is crazy.
I got 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you went 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, I went 2.5 weeks before I had something.
I think
and
I got...
And then honestly, it was out of just like, I didn't even think, and I had sugar, and I was like, because it's in everything.
Yeah, right. Of course.
You know, that was the other thing that I noticed, that I was like, I didn't yeah. real. I kept, was checking labels and things, and then I would be like, ah, oh, this is sugar in it? What is this? Wait, why? Everything has sugar.
Right. Ketchup has
well,
sugar in
yeah,
it.
It's because yeah. I watched yeah. That Fed Up documentary, and it's all about that, and it's mm-hmm. because when they like decided that they were like, oh, we need to take the fat out of everything,
yeah.
the reason that they made it low fat by putting sugar in to make it taste like ugh. To even out the taste.
Mm. And I so do that's appreciate
where,
that.
Yeah, so that's where all the sugar started coming in, and that's why it's got in everything it. Now. So yeah.
Now what made you, what was the thing that you guys slipped? What was yeah. it?
I honestly don't know because I didn't have like a big, I don't remember like the first time I ate it. I don't know how long yeah. I went. I was doing really well. Mm-hmm. But then like a few days ago I was at a party and I ate a bunch. But I don't.
So you really only had like one.
No, no, I didn't. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yeah. We went to, on a trip to Southern Utah. It was my mom's birthday and I had like a bunch of cake and shit. But yeah. overall, I ate a lot less than, I don't yeah. know. I did okay.
That's good.
I feel like I lost.
What did you do?
I mean, I went nuts. I went fucking nuts.
Like what?
What didn't I eat? I mean, I like I say, I before this was.
Did you go buy it from the store like specific or was it?
Yeah. Okay. No, once I decided I was off, I was off. Like, and I was like, it felt so good to be doing something that just for
was
6 days
bad.
I hadn't done.
Yeah.
I remember we were in Denver. I ate a donut in 7-Eleven. I was getting ice cream. I mean, I really came back. Yeah. Full force. And
well, you
some.
Were there for 420 too, so.
Come on.
I mean, that was asking a lot of you.
Exactly.
To go without sugar but in Denver in 420.
I'd fallen off before that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we totally stopped updating each other. But you said a listener caught you.
Yeah, so when I was in Denver, I tweeted last night, you know, I got stoned and ate a donut at 7-Eleven, and someone tweeted back, aren't you supposed to be on a no sugar?
Busted.
So yeah, that was on me. But you know, also it's just like, it was a relief. I'm glad that I didn't do it. It was a relief to know that I just can't do it.
I'm so impressed because you are so regimented with like your running and things like that. I feel like if you put your mind to it, but your heart just isn't in it.
It's not. My
heart
wasn't
just
in
not.
It.
Your heart isn't in it.
Yeah. Feel better for those 6 days? Like, did you feel good?
No.
I understand.
But the thing with Tess is I don't feel the same. I think it's different for you because she exercise. You exercise so much, and I don't. So it's yeah, like. Yeah. That to me has to make a difference because I'm not fucking doing something that makes me feel good, like energy, you know.
I will say that was another thing. Like, I ran a marathon yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my month before I run a marathon.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Even if I want right now, I'm not going to not eat sugar.
Yeah, you're running 20 miles on a Sunday just as a prep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do what you want.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys.
No, that's yeah. You get a pass. Whatever. We tried. I feel
Tess
pretty good about it.
Chasing the dragon Barker like that at all turns.
Just don't tell me no. I don't do well with no's.
I did. I feel like I did pretty well. But then like there was a turn a few days ago where I was like, all I want is you know. Mm-hmm. And I like almost bought a Snickers bar and then I didn't. And then I was at a party and there was like peanut butter cookies. And I was like, well, I don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah. I'm done.
The number of times that I did not buy a Snickers bar this month was great.
You know what I started doing is buying scratchers. I was like, I'll just become a fucking lottery. I'll just become a weirdo like lottery. Addict instead.
I need to spend this money on.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
I know,
though.
It doesn't.
And I call it vice whack-a-mole. You know, you take out one, another one pops up. So just if you find one that you like, stick with it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it does make me really feel like an addict, though. Like, as soon as completely. I ate it again, I was like, oh, like, I just, you know.
Well, yeah. once I got away from it for a little bit, like, I was fine. But then once you have some, then it's like, that's your body craves
it. It was weird because I really felt okay for like 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah. And then, it really kicked back in. Yeah. But also, I blame everything on our hormones.
But aren't you supposed to stop craving it after 21? Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah.
Like, but maybe it's because that last week is like.
The hard one.
Yeah.
I think so. I think also your brain just like, fuck up. You know, I think like the self-sabotage part's like, you're not going
to
do this.
I think we also need to like, if we were to do it again, we need to look at like when we start it during the month. Because like if those 21 days fall like during my, like the week before my period, I'll lose my boyfriend. Like something horrible will happen.
That's true.
I mean, well, and since we're all synced up, it'd be fine.
Yeah. Well,
obviously.
Are you guys?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I was excited.
We're about to, we're finding out on the road.
I was trying to look at my calendar on my phone the other day and I accidentally pressed on my like period calendar and I was like, like trying to put an event in.
I just hate that it's like hot pink. It's like just
it
a calendar.
Just don't be.
It doesn't need to be flowers and like hot pink.
You
and
have
fuchsia.
I do, but I don't use it.
I just take birth control. That's my calendar.
Oh, that's
a good calendar.
Yeah, whatever.
I just stay on top of it. I get, you know, just to be safe.
Yeah, you know me. I don't have one.
I'm not having sex, so it's fine.
Oh, there you go. That's another good
So,
comedy.
Yeah, we didn't do that well. Everyone, sorry if you tried to take that sugar back with us. I feel like I actually did okay. Yeah.
If you tried it and you did okay, let us know how you did.
But I felt like, I think I drank more instead.
You just drank instead?
Yeah.
I just didn't leave the house a lot. I just worked a lot. Like, I'm a workaholic is what I really am. So I just like channeled it into that. I tried drag race. I just watched a bunch of drag race instead of eating sugar.
That's like sugar for your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I found like brain sugar.
Mm-hmm. Great sugar substitute.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we all failed.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah,
we all did. Fantastic.
That's good.
Can I tell you guys about the killer whale that I saw on Thursday?
Yes. Talk to us about this.
I guess.
In Vancouver.
I was going to talk about... watching TV last night.
What'd you watch? I went on a whale watch in Vancouver, which is really cool. And like we saw some humpback whales, which is neat. And then our tour guide was like, wait, off in the distance, there's some orcas. And we were like, what? Sick. And we look over and there's this pod of orcas that are just like, it's five of them. Like one of them's like a baby and they're just like bouncing through the water.
Holy shit.
And the whole boat's like, what the fuck? And we're all just like tripping out, seeing these orcas in the wild. And then we like slow motion.
Like see what
they're
going
for?
See
this pack of seals to the left. And as a vegetarian, I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And sure enough, they went and like there was this, it was a sea lion actually that had been in our boat, in front of our boat before. And I commented on him. I was like, oh, look at that little fat fuck. Like he was just this little bumbling
sea
lion. Oh, no. This pack of orcas, you guys.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
No. They ripped him
the carnage. No, they don't even rip it. I was hoping it would be swift. It's not. They like to like slowly kill it and play with it. Yeah. And it was like one of, it was so hard to watch, but I couldn't stop watching it.
Of course.
Was everyone in the boat just awkwardly silent? Like, no, or like
everyone was like, I felt really, it made me really question like my humanity. Like all of us were like, this is so cool. Like, everyone
of course
was like,
it's cool.
It was cool. You know, I mean, it's like a rare experience.
I mean, it's not like also you're exempt. It's not like you can do fucking anything. Right. You know what I mean?
And
so
it is nature. Like it's, you know, it's the course of it.
I'm curious about the process of eating.
Okay, so here's what they do. It's actually kind of cool. They kind of circle him in and they stun them, like they give him a concussion.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And so guide told us that the grandma whale was actually teaching the baby whale how to hunt.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so they stun them by like slamming their body into them, but the seal actually put up like a pretty good fight. And so you would just see these orcas like pounding into him, and you just see all these orcas like crashing into one central place. And then the seal would surface and he was like still alive.
Aww.
And that was the thing. Like you kind of kept hoping that he was going to get out of there.
Aww.
And then, so that went on for a really long time. And then they started bouncing him back and forth between each other. And you would see his fins like out of the water.
Oh, no.
And then like they would have these like Free Willy moments where they would like leap up and come back down. And that went on for like a half an hour.
Body slamming.
Were they ever like, should we go? Or you just
weren't going anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was just taking pictures and stuff.
Were there any kids just screaming for half an hour straight?
No, everyone thought it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I was I actually felt embarrassed that I was disturbed by it because I was okay, I'm tough.
I mean, watching an animal
dying is always disturbing.
The death of anything is disturbing.
Especially a long...
It was a really long... I know. And so then, I mean, thankfully, like, the water never got bloody or anything. There was just a moment where he was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
good.
Okay then. Yeah. At least you didn't have to see, like, seal guts everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be awful.
And but then I think there were seal guts because then all these, like, seagulls came like, in to descend. And then the killer whales, they were fucking with the seagulls. Like, they would like, bat them with their tails and shit.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
These guys are dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they're super smart.
Yeah. So it was a really
Did you feel like did you feel secure in the boat the entire time?
Well, you know, I know you've talked about that thing of like you're afraid that you might like stick your hand in the garbage disposal.
Yeah. And your handle just disappeared.
Yeah.
Because you'll accidentally just turn it on.
Right.
Because you don't trust yourself to.
I was having that instinct of like, what if I just jumped over? Like, not that I thought I would jump overboard, but
what if?
Do you get that?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. What if I just jump off this cliff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. If I'm driving, I'll like be like, what if I just kept going straight? Like, you know, like through whatever.
Or through those people walking.
Yeah. Right. I think that happens to everybody.
It does.
What is that instinct?
I think it's because like we I don't know. I think it's that we just know we could do a crazy thing all of a sudden.
It's just like that dare yourself.
Like everything could change like instantly.
Just to, like, dare yourself with the choose your own adventure of your own life, I guess.
I guess.
It's just like knowing.
But it's so like vivid, at least for me. Like I imagine it so vividly. And then I find myself like actually gasping and being upset about this thing.
Because it's like an evil thought.
Yeah.
Okay. It is evil.
It's horrible.
I think everyone thinks about it, like sometimes it just, you know, some people go through with it.
Whenever I'm in like around people that I don't know, I constantly think of like how I could ruin their day. I'm like, here's five things I could say right now that would just haunt them until they die. Like, what could I do
that would?
And I never say any of it, but it's just like if you're standing in an elevator full of people, it's just like, I don't know, you could say something horrible and graphic to like a room full of like children or something. And it's like you don't, but you think about it.
Yeah, I think our ids are assholes.
Yeah. But we'd never choose to do it, which I think just shows that we always.
Yeah, but I think as you get older, you choose to do it probably. Like, as I get like more bitter, I'll probably be like, fuck it, I am going to drive through that person.
That's probably why old people kind of are assholes.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Do
you think they give a fuck about anything?
Yeah.
No.
Once I have slippers in the hospital gown, all bets are off.
Oh, my God. I'm going to
be so. I have a question. Yes. So, and I mean, whatever. So did it make you like reconsider? I know you'd never reconsider being vegetarian, but you know what I mean? Did it make you like think about being vegetarian and like?
No, but it did kind of, I think, make me more at peace with like the natural order of things.
Yeah.
But I have rational thought and a killer whale doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And also you're not. Yeah. Like people, when they eat meat, they're not hunting it. It's not like they're hunting it down. They're like letting someone else do it.
No.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's completely different. Like that whale had or that. Seal had a full life up until that moment.
Yeah,
or so
and
like
we hope.
It was really heartbreaking that when he kept getting all. That's the thing. I'm just like, you know, I'm so sensitive with animals.
Of course,
like, it just was really hard.
Well, but a seal is cute too.
And they're so cute.
I know
they
they're
look
like
my
dogs.
Yeah.
I love how we're like, but it was cute. Like, it's so funny how that determines all of our like. Especially with guys, like if they're cute, they're cool. But if they're not, it's like that guy's a creep.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started.
Okay, yeah. We won't because we have to take a break. We'll be back.
And we're back on the show. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Jess.
And we're here with our
and we're here with our guest, Lola Blanc.
She popped out of a cake just for that moment. Wow. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Wait. So I need to know more about Britney.
Okay.
So were you like a Britney fan before you sold your song to her?
Obviously.
Oh, okay, good. So like, so as a Britney fan, that must have been like huge.
Yeah, it was exciting. Very exciting. Toxic. I mean, it's one of my favorite songs.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That song never gets fucked
up. So did you get to hang out with her at all or just like a quick? All right.
No interaction with the artist at all.
Really?
So yeah, for songwriters, no. For producers, sure.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, unless you're writing the song together with an artist
who
writes.
Okay.
Which, you know.
And is that
is rare.
Is that something that you want to kind of continue to do or are you more interested in writing for yourself?
I'm more interested in writing for myself, but I am still also continuing to write for other people because I want number one hits.
Yeah.
And money,
obviously.
Baby. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And you have a bunch of music on your website of your own stuff, right?
I do.
Yeah. cool.
Which I just updated today.
And your website is, I'm guessing,
lolablanc.com.
Yeah. That's, well, it's kind of, it is cool, like, because Sia, you know, was like writing for other people for so long, and now she's all blown up. So,
yeah. That's the
ideal. She wrote that chandelier song that. Okay, you'll.
You I sent.
We sent it to you.
Me.
I did. It was on that email.
It's the pop culture email.
All right. Then I read. I saw it, but I don't remember it.
It was the live one with Kristen.
Yeah,
it was the live one with Kristen Wiig.
Oh, can I be part of this?
You want to be part of it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I could.
We've only had one email, and it's that one.
No, we've had some. We've had like two or three.
Okay.
We talked about.
I could use your help. Yeah. I don't.
We talked about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I think we had.
It was just
what
Blank
about
Space
her? Her
and Chandelier.
We were just showing Brandy Blank Space.
Oh, such a good song.
Yeah, I don't.
Such a good song.
Brandy didn't like it.
Oh, so good.
Wait, I liked the Beyonce one. I didn't like the Taylor Blank Space. I didn't like it. I don't remember why I didn't like it, but I didn't.
It's my favorite.
But then, and then you showed me the Chandelier song.
Right.
Was, yes.
The
I just
video.
Checked my email.
The video is so good.
The video is great.
Mm. Which Beyonce song?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Oh,
her dancing.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, so good.
That was fun.
Why did she never?
God, why, we should make that on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally on the road, like in like hotels and stuff.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Oh, I love it.
In Kurt Neal's bedroom.
Yeah,
and
we're staying at our friend's parents' place. We'll do it in his bedroom.
You know, we're gonna be going into a lot of 7-Elevens.
Obviously.
So we should do some actual 7-Eleven shots
too.
Yeah, for real.
Great.
And I have the kale sweatshirt.
Oh my God. It's
done. Perfect.
Done.
Okay. We're going to play a game with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right. Here we go.
We'll play a little Would You Rather.
Here's one of our songs. No big deal.
Would you rather? Okay, we don't have songwriters on the show very often.
Yes.
What's your professional analysis?
A+.
Yes. Good.
Hell yeah.
You're first.
Better than the theme song.
She hasn't even heard Lady Problems yet.
Oh man,
that's our best
just
one.
Just wait.
It's coming. Okay.
Go ahead, Babs.
I guess I'll go first. This one's really weird.
Okay.
Would you rather find out that the life you are living now is an ongoing memory and you're actually older and looking back on your life with lifelike detail?
Whoa.
I think that all the time.
This is trippy.
Or your life was a very detailed imagination coming from a younger you imagining their future. I don't even know if this makes sense.
Oh, so which of my worst fears is actually true? Is like,
yeah,
that's
would
the
you rather find out that it's a memory and you're actually old looking back or that it's a detailed imagination and you're young looking forward.
So is this the Notebook or the Matrix?
I guess.
Basically.
Basically.
I don't know the answer. I don't think I understand that question.
I know. It just looked cool.
I hope that I'm old because I like the life that I've lived and I would hope that it's not just imagined.
Right. If you were having a shitty time in your life, you would hope that it's not real.
Yeah.
But I hope this is real.
Yeah.
Also, if it was shitty, it was like, why would you be imagining the shitty life?
Well, but don't we all kind of imagine a shitty life? Like, isn't that what anxiety is?
Yes.
Yeah.
But does it matter? I mean, if this is what we're experiencing, does it matter if we're looking back on it or projecting
it? Yeah, like, when do we find out, if we all just found out right now that we were projecting this
guys
into
we're
the
all
future.
Dead we're all dead
that's, oh, okay.
That's
well,
that's what happened that's okay. what happened with this question.
I would be way richer if I was dead. Right, if I was just making all this shit up, I'd have a lot more stuff. I don't know.
Come see the amazing living dead woman. Watch her brain
I'm
waves.
Sorry, all right, that was a bad question. Let's move on.
That's okay.
That wasn't a good
okay.
one.
Would you rather smell terrible but you can't smell it, or your partner smell terrible and you have to smell it?
Oh my God,
I would rather smell terrible.
I smell is like such a big thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
Such a big thing to me.
Yeah.
The idea of me smelling bad is just so horrifying.
Yeah.
But if my partner smells bad, I can't touch him. Like, I can't I can't go near a guy who smells bad. But then no one would want to go near me.
Right?
Yeah. And you
wouldn't
know why
either. No, somebody would, though.
That's true.
You could find...
There are guys who don't care about
and
that.
Guys who are, like, into, you know, I feel like you could find...
Like, weird body smells.
Yeah.
You know, my sister stopped wearing deodorant for, like, a year, and she was convinced that guys were into it. And we were all like, they're not, Marlena.
Yeah.
They're really not.
Some guys are, though.
I know a lot of people who feel that way. But
and vice versa. I think some girls are. It's not. I mean, I don't know. It happens.
Are we just talking BO here?
I'm thinking real like bad beer.
Oh, pussy stink.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Or like dirty hair smell. Or like there like, are so many different things.
The fifth day of not showering is what you smell like all the time, even after a shower.
I mean, fifth day is not that bad. Well.
Tell us about your showering habits.
Depending on where, you know, how hot it is outside. Okay, okay.
Oh, fifth day you've worked out.
I didn't consider working out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's where you're at.
Because, yeah, see, like, I actually don't mind, like, a touch of BO in a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that.
A touch.
A touch. More than a touch.
I think
I would rather smell bad because I just couldn't handle smelling them all the time.
Right, because I think blowjobs are off the table.
Yeah,
completely.
For sure.
A lot of stuff.
Most things are off the table.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could like muscle through like regular intercourse, like if my
But what if his
smells
could be emanating from all kinds of places? His mouth.
Ugh. Yeah, because then you're not gonna make out with them.
That like halitosis smell. You're not gonna do anything. Yeah,
I could do a doggy style with a stinky guy.
True.
Listen up, stink brothers. I think I would rather smell, personally.
Oh man, this is hard. I don't know because I do work from home.
Then it's like, can you imagine? Because we had a girl write in and tell us about her office mate who really smelled. Doing a mailbag episode our next one, so we'll read the email straight back. But and like, can you imagine being that girl though that like everyone was like talking about how they smell?
Do you want to be the smelly girl that nobody tells?
That's my worst nightmare.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
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 That's up there with driving your car off the cliff.
It really is.
The thing that you think about.
But then, like, your partner, like, then you know how much I like sex.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a way to have sex with a smelly guy.
Maybe
there's
a way. Maybe you could do it like the bubble boy situation.
Or anal.
Yeah.
You got to go doggy style and butt stuff.
Yeah.
And I like both.
No, you can do the bubble boy thing where like one of you is inside of like
a
closed off.
There you go.
A closed off bubble and you just have weird like insertion areas.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
because
go.
I think here's the thing. I think, you know, that phobia of like, am I insane and no one's telling me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I think smelliness is like the physical version of that.
Totally. Yeah,
totally.
But the thing is, we can tell when we, you know, usually.
Right.
You could have sex in a pool.
Hello.
There.
Yeah, but that doesn't work usually because water's
But if you're smelly,
an option.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like
the only sex you can have is like in Showgirls when she's under the water.
Yes.
Oh, that scene.
Yeah. And like they just poured champagne all over them, so that also covers it up a little bit.
P.S. Has anyone done a mashup of that Showgirls scene with the audio from the I'm so excited?
Oh, I'm sure that
has
happened.
To exist, right?
Yes.
If not, I'm going to make it.
Yes, you are.
I call dibs on that internet.
Okay. Be my guest.
We're so good at like coming up with YouTube video ideas
that
we'll
never do.
I know.
We have at least 10 of them in the podcast.
If you made them all, it would probably be very successful.
I think I know.
You know what we should do is put them all in a hat and make one.
That's not making shit. I got too much other stuff to do.
All right. Well,
we just need one of them to go viral. It doesn't even have to be good.
All right. All right. Sounds good.
That's the dream.
Okay.
A shitty video gone viral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
We've already done this one.
Horrible.
Have we done that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember it.
I'm going to do a different one.
Yeah. I blocked it from my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That there's some would you rathers where it's like, fuck you for even putting that in my brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Plus my parents are divorced, so.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be
Oh, you guys are back together?
That's a great way to find out.
I would feel very conflicted about that. That would be like the new killer whale.
Yeah, it would be.
Would you rather have pubic hair for teeth or teeth for pubic hair?
Okay, let me think about this.
Teeth pubic for hair pubic hair for sure.
Teeth for pubic hair.
I'm just whistling.
Like, it would be like a whale, how they have those little stringy things.
Oh, yeah.
You would just eat krill.
Yeah, eat krill.
Full krill diet.
The visual of that is so gross.
It's disgusting. I hate pubes. I hate them
so much.
Oh. I love them.
Have you guys seen the movie Teeth?
Yes, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's someone who'd be into the
teeth
down there.
And, I mean, if it was like hers where it protects you and then
when
you need it, then sure.
That could be actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, that could be pretty great.
Because obviously you can hide that. You can't hide the pubic hair in your mouth.
Yeah, people
you
be like,
oh my God, you can't.
From far away, people be like, oh, is that a mustache? And then they get closer to you and they'd be like, oh,
Jesus. It's in their mouth.
Ew, I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Would your mouth taste like pussy? I'm not doing it.
No. Can you imagine going in like a Tinder date? Like, it's like, oh, her pictures look nice. And her mouth closed mouth. And then just like,
ew. You would just like slurp up spaghetti through your pubic hair.
Well, the problem is too, yeah, you don't have teeth, so you can't eat anything. Ew. Hard.
Yeah. What if they were white pubes? I feel like it helps a little.
Okay. A little, but yeah.
Tess is dying. A little.
White pubes and all you
it's
can
like
eat is applesauce.
Wispy black pubic.
Have you guys ever seen when like a girl has like a mustache that instead of waxing it, she just bleaches it?
Yeah.
I'm picturing that you need to wax it.
Yeah, that's a rough move.
You need
or
to
squeeze it.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I it would be great to have like a horror movie where that starts out with playing this game and then like someone starts getting the like they're like I just pulled a pew out of my mouth.
Like, you feel stubble coming in.
Yeah. And yet another movie. Hey Hollywood, I got a pitch for you. I would smoke the cigar, but my pubes keep getting.
Oh my God. Oh, and I bet you would be like drinking a bunch of smoothies and the seeds would get caught in your pubes.
Oh man.
You can't.
So there's
did
so
you guys
much
see that beard thing? How the beards all have shit in them?
Yeah. I didn't click on that, but what's up?
I didn't click on it either, but it was a head. Clicks on that? I don't need to know.
That's not, I waste my time on enough articles.
Yeah,
I'm not
it was some like thing that, you know, a lot of people are posting today that was like, it's a science has proven that beards have fecal matter in them.
Yeah, beards are like bacteria
probably
collectors.
Probably because there's just dirt. The guys don't clean them.
Yeah, guys don't.
But when are guys beard and...
I think it's probably because it travels in the air.
And guys are it travels in the air. Those are tiny poop particles.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
I was just pooping the air.
Oh, yeah. Then you get a lot in your pubic.
Yeah. Sticks in there.
I was trying to gross Tess out.
I'm going to puke.
Just poop in your pube mouth.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
By the way, Tess has been on a whirlwind. Tess is not stopping for nothing. She ran a marathon yesterday.
Yes.
She's going to Palm Springs tonight. You're insane. I can't do what you do.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. There's fucking no way. I'm barely like prepared for our tour. I'm just like, ugh. I'm going to be in a car for 10 days. Like, I can't do it.
I guess once you get used to like kind of being on the go though.
But I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a muscle. It's a muscle you gotta
work. It didn't tickle to get my fucking sore ass on a plane last night after running a marathon. I want to tell you guys about my marathon, too. It was really hard.
Tell us about
so,
it.
So, okay.
Oh, you ran 20, how long?
26.2.
Oh, that
miles.
Was hard? Yeah. What? Yeah, how did it go?
So, not good. So, I was trying to qualify for Boston. And so, they have these, like, pacer people that, like, if you run with them, you'll get that time.
Yeah.
So my goal was, I kind of was like, okay, I'm probably not going to qualify for Boston, but I just want to get like under 4 hours. So the pacers in this race were these bunnies that had this time. So there's a bunny that's 3 hours and 45 minutes and a bunny that's 4 hours. And I'm
wait,
like,
is it a person that's dressed like a bunny or like a robot bunny?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Oh, like
an Energizer bunny?
It's like, a person.
Okay.
Wait. So this person isn't running the race. They're just
they
like,
are. They run it with you.
Oh, okay.
They're just like, they're just people that have really consistent running speeds.
Oh, okay.
So if you stick with them, you will get that time.
Got it.
So I'm like, okay, if I just stay between these two bunnies, mm-hmm. I'll get the time I want. And so for the beginning of the race, I ran it with my boyfriend's sister, and we were like killing it. Like, we were doing so good. I was like so feeling it. We passed the 3:45 bunny. We were like, fuck yeah. Then we get to this hill at the beginning of the race that, I'm not even kidding you, was like basically straight up and down.
Fuck
a real dick move in a marathon, you know?
Yeah.
And so everyone's like cheering us up this hill, like, you go, guys. Once you get over this, that's it. This is the hardest part. And I'm like, I'm just telling myself that up this hill. I'm like, just get the fucking up this hill. This hill's a mile long. We get to the end, turn the corner, and there's another hill.
No.
And it went on like that for 13 miles.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was like, they found a way.
No.
They found a way to make basically the whole marathon uphill. Like,
holy shit.
And like, I'm usually pretty good mentally about like staying focused. And like, I have things I say to myself the whole race. All I was thinking was like, fuck this. At one point, I was like, I'm never running again. This is the dumbest hobby I've ever fucking had. I had all these like positive, upbeat jams on my headphones, and I was really resentful of all of them. I was like, don't run, suck my fucking dick. And then I started I started to get like really nauseous, and my boyfriend's sister was like, how are you doing? I'm like, I feel really shitty. And so I tried to keep up with her, and then I just wasn't hanging. And she was like, do you mind if I try to keep up with a 3:45 pacer? I'm like, go for it, just go.
Yeah.
And so I go and I eat these little like energy jellies that I have, mm-hmm. and like a minute later,
oh, no.
I just felt myself, and there's this little kid who's like holding up a sign, and I just yacked right in front of this kid.
Oh.
And so I puke up all this liquid. That really fucked me up because I lost all the water I'd been drinking.
Right.
So I really felt like shit. And as I like recover from puking, there's these motherfucking photographers there who are like capturing your experience. And I just turn back up and I just go,
but two birds, by the way.
Yeah, I flipped off the photographer. I mean, I did not have an enjoyable moment the entire race. Like,
oh, no. It was, but you fucking finished. That's insane to me.
That's so impressive.
You puked and you hated it, and you still finished 26 miles.
Yeah,
how much should be very further proud was it after you puked?
I like still had miles? To run another, like, yeah, 10 miles.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
You're my hero.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, guys. I was really beating myself up because I trained so hard for this. And, like, I got 2 minutes slower than my last time. And I really trained hard for this. And so,
but
like,
you ran uphill the entire, like, half of it. I mean, that's huge.
Did you not know? Or did you? I guess you didn't look.
I didn't. Didn't look.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And like my boyfriend's sister had a rough run too. She didn't get the time she wanted either. And like usually when I finish a marathon, it's this like euphoric feeling, but that was just like, well, motherfuck that shit. I was running by this like beautiful view and I was like, I guess you should take in the beauty or whatever.
God, I wish I could have been inside your head.
Oh, you guys, like I was playing all these mental games with myself. And then I was like, at one point I was like, you know what? Just keep going. I was like, either you're going to pass out and an ambulance will come, or eventually you'll get to the finish line. And this will be a victory if you just get out of here, not in an ambulance.
Yeah.
And like,
it's true.
That's very true.
it was rough. It was rough. And like, I don't know. It's just so ungratifying to train that hard for something and like not even be like stoked. You know, like it was just like.
Of course. Yeah. You're training forever.
Yeah.
This is why, see, again, like you with sugar, this is why I'm not.
Oh, but yeah. The bunnies. So after I puked, that was the other thing that really fucked me up mentally is like, you know, I'm like in this really weird mental place and I just get passed by these bunnies.
Oh,
and like, to me, like they start, I started.
And they're
like
showing you that you're fucking up. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, can you imagine like having a bunny be the thing that's like showing you that you're fucking up? Oh, my God.
I'm just picturing like the Energizer bunny just
me
like
too.
Flicking you off and like shades running
yeah,
past
Yeah, just
you.
Like beating the drum in your face.
This is the pace you should be keeping.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, but I did it. I finished it.
You did. That's amazing. You've run 3 marathons, which is more than most people will run in their entire life.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And you will do another one, I know.
I'm already registered
it'll be,
for another one.
Yeah, and it'll be great.
That's the only thing that's keeping me from totally losing my mind is I'm like, I'm going to...
You're going to show it.
Next
gonna,
time.
Yeah, you're going to show that your ex-marathon.
Yeah, you're right.
What he was missing.
Yeah. You could have had all this.
Oh, no. All right, well, we'll be back with the lady problem. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with our guest, Lola Blanc.
Hello.
And we're about to play for you quite a jam.
Oh, yes.
Lady Problems. Let's go.
Oh, it's a dance jam.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Problems. Lady Problems.
Lady Problems.
Lady Problems.
Boom, and then we do it, right?
Okay.
Okay, Lady Problems, if you have one, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Hey, ladies, my name is Krista. And then she talks about how great our podcast is, but I will read
thanks,
that. You guys get it.
Thank you.
So my lady problem is I'm employed as a carpenter of sorts at a successful art services company in LA. I build custom crates and pedestals. Needless to say, this type of work is usually done by men. I stick out like a sore thumb because I'm the only lady. My lady problem is I often feel overlooked, underappreciated, underpaid, and frustrated because I have to walk around in eggshells around these guys so as not to offend and play my gender role. I swear their egos are more sensitive than their balls.
So true.
Been there. I have seniority over all but one of them, yet I'm not given the same privileges, training, or pay. I've tried to communicate with my manager that I'm bored and would like a challenge. I don't want to call him out as a sexist, but I'm sick of playing second fiddle to my coworkers who I trained, who I'm still training. I am capable and competent. My manager knows this, yet he promotes the males over me. Do you have any advice for me? I want to address this, but not come off as a total bitch because I'm calling him out on sexism. Thank you again.
Ooh. Oh, man.
That's I can't rough. Imagine yeah. you're being their you're their senior and they're still getting paid more than you.
Yeah,
I mean that happens
a lot
constantly.
Fuck yeah. How?
Yeah,
Jesus, this makes my blood boil.
Let's take a moment for rage.
Yes,
yeah. moment of
Lady Rage
also,
moment.
Reminds me of the last Mad Men episode, but I won't say anything.
I know, don't say about the last I'm one. Behind. But I did watch the first episode of this one that came back, and there's I'm just gonna say it, whatever. This is not that crazy, but there's a scene when someone says to Joan, like, "Hey, you should work in the bra business," and I just like.
Yeah.
My whole body was like collapsing in on itself. Like I was just like dying.
Wait till you see the last
one. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mad Men, I love Mad Men, but like for that reason, it's just so.
But I think we'll see. I think the last one, there's a victory, hopefully. So,
One TV show you can watch and should watch that will be very cathartic based on your situation, watch Agent Peggy Carter. Because it's about a lady badass detective in the 40s that is working with an all-male police department that thinks that she's a dumbass and she's the best one.
Oh, that sounds good to watch.
Super, super awesome. It's from the Marvel Universe. It's the British girl from the first Captain America movie, and it's her story after World War II.
I think I would like that.
No,
that
it's really, really, really good. There's
so
like,
what do you have any advice for her from this?
Based on that.
You need to be a superhero. No, you don't. You have to like.
Well, you are. It sounds like she is already.
Well, it's funny because, well, I don't want to give spoilers from the show, but like she basically just is the best of the best, is constantly disrespected until some of them see the light. And then those guys kind of stand up for her in other ways. So what
Which
that
sucks because it's like you have to wait for a man to fucking
stand up for you. Yeah, I don't think that's the route.
No, I don't think it is either. But if there is like a coworker or two, I don't know if this is the case, that you feel like might be a little bit more sympathetic, like feel free to try to get somebody in your corner just to have somebody to like throw a look to during the day or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like that's maybe the case, but if it is, like,
I think the major thing is, first of all, you got to stop worrying about coming off as a bitch.
Yes. You really do.
Yeah.
I know
you're
we
going
all
to,
do that.
No matter what. For guys like that, they're going to think you're a bitch if you assert yourself no matter what.
That's very true.
Yeah, in any way.
Yeah, it's so hard being in that position, as I think we all know as women who are, like, strong and like to, you know, be, like, vocal about whatever. And so it's hard because, like, we have the wanting to please everyone and wanting to, like, get our shit done. So it's, like, hard because you don't want to come off as a bitch. But in a related, like, way, and this maybe, I mean, I don't know. I run a comedy show, you know, and the people who ask me to do the show are 95% white dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, almost all the time. Women do not reach out. They don't ask. They feel weird about
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
That is interesting, but I kind of hate that argument. Like, the lean-in argument.
Oh, you don't think she should be assertive? That's what I'm saying, is just be assertive.
Oh, I do. I just hate when people use that as an excuse of like, oh, women just don't ask as much as men. It's
but
like
I fucking saw it. That's what it was. It's I'm living it.
Right.
Like, women don't ask me to do the show.
Right.
I've never even thought about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like mate, it's just
Oh, I know you're not making that up. Yeah. And I know that there is that obviously occurs, but I think there's also respond it's not all just women not being assertive enough, like I think there are women being assertive that are then being shut down, like it sounds like she's being assertive and then shut
down. It sounds like she's being scared of being assertive to her to her
what if the solution is taking your boss out to lunch and being like, hey, what can I do to move up the ladder, like this is where I'd like to see myself in a couple of years, do you see that, and what can I do to show you that this is what I want, like this is my timeline for myself, like maybe just
that's
make
a good
him,
idea
yeah be
like put it in his eyes, maybe he because he doesn't realize it, maybe he's doing it because of, you know, he doesn't realize that he doesn't see women in that role or whatever, start picturing you in that role and like, oh yeah, you're right, she would be really good at this, I need to think about that.
I mean, if she's already asked for a raise and has been denied a raise and her subordinates are getting these raises, I'm almost like she's at the point where she just needs to say, give me a raise or I'm leaving.
Yeah,
that's what a guy would do.
Yeah, I don't. Did she ask for a raise?
She. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, no. Since she's given the same privilege. She's not given the same.
I just hate the like tiptoe approach. You know
exactly.
I hate the trying to figure out a way to finesse it so that their egos don't get bruised along the way. And it's like you should be able to point out the fact that you're not making as much money as people who are below you. Like, that is completely ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, and that's why I think, of course, like you were saying, there are definitely instances of, like, you know, women just aren't maybe asking for these opportunities. But I think the reason that they're not asking for those opportunities a lot of times in professional settings is that when they do, they get this pushback of they're being a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the responsibility of the other people to not look at as a woman in power as a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think if you haven't asked for a raise, you just need to flat out ask for a raise.
Yeah.
People think you're a bitch. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Not you've obviously been doing your work.
And you've been training these people. You should be like, maybe when you have a meeting, be like, have a list of these are all the things that I have done here, and like be able to bullet point out all of your successes and like triumphs and victories at this job, and be like, these are all the things that I've done, and this is the reason why I believe I deserve a raise. You know, like, come do your fucking homework and come prepared, so he doesn't have like a reason to like pussyfoot around it.
You know, I'm almost like, don't ask for a raise. Tell him you're getting one. Tell him you're raising your rate. He's not going to fire you. You're good. Yeah. He's not going to fire you.
Yeah. I waited for, I think, 3 years or more at mine.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
Great. I got it, you know, because I had been there for a while and done a good job. And
right.
I was like, oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I should have asked for this a long time ago.
And how did you ask for it?
I just did that. I don't even remember. I just said, like, I think my work has been really good and I've been here for a long time, you know. So I think, you just got to go for it. And I don't like the tiptoeing thing either. It depends. We don't know her boss. So
I don't know what the dynamics of everything is.
It's hard to know for sure. But I do think it sounds like you need to just know that, like, you're right in the way that you're thinking and stop worrying so much about what they think and just go for it. And once you start doing that, you're going to feel really empowered and good about it, and you'll keep going. And it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I think just kind of be strong with your opinions and fuck them. Like, you're not a bitch. You're good at your job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it gets confused a lot. But
I hate that it gets confused. It drives me fucking insane.
No, it's insane.
There's so many instances of when a woman is in power. Even House of Cards. I've heard so many people talk about how Claire is a bitch.
Oh, they hate you.
Yeah. Everyone hates Claire. No one hates Frank or any of the other fuck-offs on that show.
That was like Breaking Bad. Everyone hated the wife all the time.
Is a bitch.
She just wanted her family to be safe.
I'm so done with powerful women being seen as bitches. Yeah. I'm so done with it. And it kind of sucks for her because it seems like she's in a really specific field. Yeah. So
I know.
I would be like, fuck them, just go somewhere else.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I have the luxury of being able to choose the people I surround myself with, because there have been people who've said that I'm a bitch and I'm stubborn when I have an opinion on anything.
Yeah.
But I have the ability to, like,
to leave and
not work with them. Yeah. And, but when it's a job like that, like, what do you do?
I mean, I don't know. If it's really that bad and if you feel like you can't be yourself there, then I would look for something else.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth feeling like you're being stepped on all the time. I mean, that's just not okay.
No.
Right.
No.
No.
Just have your portfolio in order just on the back end, just to have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would try to just get as many of your ducks in the row before you have this conversation as possible, so it can't be misconstrued as coming from a fucking emotional place of any kind. You know what I mean? Like, which is such garbage. That is exactly, but that's exactly what'll happen. It's like, you need to be as, like, logical and fucking cold about, like, as logical about this as possible when you go and
talk
to
them.
And it still might not make a difference.
I've been told I'm getting super emotional when I'm talking, and the, like, most mid-tone voice ever, like, super reasonable.
And, like, and you know what's so funny is I have gotten emotional about, like, you know, work.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm really passionate. It's not because I'm, crazily emotional.
Hormonal or something.
Yeah, it's because I'm a very passionate person who gets really into what I'm doing.
Yeah,
And that's who you want to be working on shit.
I know.
You want people that care this much.
Yeah.
Totally. That's exactly what you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know if you're in this position, or I don't know obviously a lot about your field, but maybe can you go into business for yourself?
Yeah.
Like, maybe can you start your own company? Mm-hmm. If you've got this much experience, can you poach some of these... I don't know if you have people that are even worth poaching, but, like, can you start your own thing?
Right. If you're that high up.
Yeah.
You only have one person above you.
Yeah. Because it is a different... When you're in business for yourself, you do have the opportunity to say, well, fuck you forever then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
how good would that feel?
Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
At the very least, like, even if you can't work with them in this city, maybe try to, like, find other women in your field elsewhere that you can at least correspond with, just to, like, have other women that have your back and understand your struggles very specifically.
Yeah.
You know, like just knowing a lot of female comics, I'm sure it's the same thing with musicians and songwriters, of just being like, oh yeah, this very specific shitty sexist thing happened.
We
like,
should give her, totally yeah. we it. Should hook her up yeah. with our other listener who works in an oil rig who is the only woman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because we,
yeah.
Man, yeah, she listened to us because it was like, oh, thank God, like some, you know, women to listen to or whatever.
Yeah.
So we should give them each other's emails and be like, commiserate, please.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys want to talk about how shitty all your coworkers are, let us know and we'll hook you up with each other.
I just can't stand that the onus is on women to deal with this fucking
shit.
Oh, no,
it's not right. It's not fucking right.
Yeah, but it really comes down to just, it's a confidence thing.
Yeah. I think, yeah, be straightforward mm-hmm. and just.
Yeah.
If you're a man listening to this podcast and you have a strong woman that you work with and you're not that close to her, maybe take a goddamn minute and like go get to know her and like understand the woman behind the so-called bitch that you're scared of.
Right.
You yeah. know?
Right. Totally.
Just like understand that it's just, it's really hard and have a moment of empathy. If everyone could just have a moment of empathy every day, nope. I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah, it's empathy and it's motherfucking respect.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, no, yeah. you respect me, you mm-hmm. know? And I think it's a lot, I do think it's a lot almost like dogs where you have yeah. to establish who is the alpha. And mm-hmm. that's why I'm more for the route of like, be assertive and be like, I'm not asking yeah. you for a raise. You're going to give me one. Because mm-hmm. then I think there is a psychological thing that happens where they're like, oh, I guess you are coming.
Yeah,
demand
if you kind of
respect.
Spin around
yeah.
the psychological thing on them and start making them realize, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what you deserve, then they're going to mm-hmm. give it to you. It's like anything with dating, too, when you
yeah.
show a guy what you deserve versus being like, is he, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just got to go for it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that the world is the way that it is.
It's yeah. a lot of it.
It's getting
such,
better.
It is getting better.
It is.
It is.
I mean,
it
some parts
slowly.
Of it.
Slowly.
It's 2015 and this is still happening, this is though.
Big, well, I mean, I had a good friend who I really respect tell me about something at his company where a girl who had seniority didn't get promoted and the guy did. And he goes, yeah, you know, our company just doesn't really promote women to management. Just really, somebody that I respect said that. And I was like, wow. that doesn't bother you at all?
Yeah, that isn't like a, you don't see that as a problem.
Would you just casually willy nilly be like, our company just doesn't promote black people?
Yep.
You wouldn't say that.
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't.
That's what, this is what I really love about being in Los Angeles and Los Angeles. About being in Los Angeles. I love being in Los Angeles. I love being here and doing comedy and just meeting so many different women who have moved here to like do what they do because they are very like strong-willed, passionate yeah. people. And it's so fucking inspiring to just be surrounded by them all the time,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I forget that like we're lucky and we're in a place where it's all this, but like, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's just not like that everywhere. And mm-hmm. people yeah. don't have as many examples or as strong of a community to like look around
yeah.
at.
Totally.
So
yeah, definitely try to like see if you can find some woman compatriots to kind of like have your back. We have your back.
Yes, we do.
Ugh, man.
But know your worth.
It's such bullshit. Ugh.
We'll hire you to build our sets on our grand yeah. world tour.
Yeah. And like, just know that you're, I mean, I know you know you're not alone, unfortunately. You know, like, I read, there was a fucking... Independence Day 2 is happening. I'm super goddamn excited
about it. Oh my God, yes.
You know how Bill Pullman has a daughter in the right. first movie, mm-hmm. and she's a famous actress. I don't know what her name is. It's like Maya.
She's in. It's Maya, I think it's Mae Whitman. She's Mae in Whitman. Arrested Development.
Yeah. Yeah. She's oh. She's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not playing his daughter in the second one. They hired a younger, hotter, blonder girl to play the daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, but it's. The first Independence Day is not a sexy movie. Why does this need? Why does the daughter?
Oh, Brandy, because women only have worth as sex symbols.
I know, yeah. but she has like. Hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers. She has a following. She just opened a fucking movie. She's been on television. It's yeah. just like, right, what no. else do you need to do? It's
who is
insane.
This girl who's
yeah, who's
her?
The new girl?
She's
I don't know.
She's like she has like 14,000 followers.
It is funny because
like young, she's
because
younger and hotter. Like,
the
that's
character
what it is.
She plays in Arrested Development yeah. is Anne, mm-hmm. who's like supposed to be like the most forgettable
yeah.
character.
Egg.
Yeah. Egg. Yeah. So it is like it is okay. horribly like yeah. tragically funny that it's happening to yeah. like, that egg is happening to her.
I know.
She's getting egged.
She's getting egged in real life. Also, she was in Hope Floats, by yeah. the way, everyone, which I just rewatched.
She wasn't on the fucking short list of actors, actresses that were even
and
up
she probably
the
found out the, like through
yeah,
this.
Yeah, she found out because somebody tweeted the Hollywood Reporter link to her.
Who gives a motherfucking rat's ass about Bill Pullman anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can find someone hotter than Bill Pullman?
Yeah.
Paxton's out there, you guys.
Yeah. Or go with Edward Snowden, my new crush.
This is why I had a fucking like breakdown last night, which I have constantly all the time living in the city. Mm-hmm. Like I was just like, I have 5 years to do something or else that's it. I have 5 years.
I'm writing an article about that right now.
It's horrifying. Yeah, like constantly I'm just like, all right, well, I have no time. I have no time to be successful.
No. Yep. No. Stop. It's wrong. It's not
true. I know.
True.
It's just like,
but
it's
isn't it kind of?
It doesn't have
better.
To be. Yeah, it is getting better. I feel like
It is, and the thing is we can make all of our own shit now, which is really nice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You have the power to create your own content and you're talented. It doesn't matter as much anymore, but people think it does. And that's the part that fucks us up.
And that's what that's gets true. In your head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many meetings I've had lately where the guys are like, how old are you?
Ugh.
Jesus.
And then there's always like you don't have a lot of time, you know.
People
have actually said that to me. Like several people have said that to me. Or like, well, so you know, you kind of got to get this thing going soon, right?
You're like,
I'm sorry, are you a fucking fortune teller? Who are you? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
First of all, as if I don't have that urgency in my head all the time. Right. Like, I don't need you to tell me that. Right. But also, like, no.
Yeah.
There are so many women who, like, are in their 30s who become successful because they're talented and they're good at what they do.
And
like,
right, and they've been training really and becoming great at that for a very, you know.
Yeah. Sia, like, for example. Sia didn't have, like, she had, like, a single a while ago, but she didn't really have any hits till now. And she's, like, mid to late 30s. She's, like, 39 or something, 38.
Then it's like, I hate to just like concentrate on that. The number all the time is just like in your head, like ringing.
And it's hard to ignore when you're just drowning in it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like the professional biological clock.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It
oh,
is.
Totally.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yep. But you guys are all comics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier. I feel
No. It is versus musicians. I agree. It definitely is. Because like, people understand that like it takes you 10 years at least to get decent, and like you
can
be an older comic.
I think for comedy too, for women, it's like, oh, we don't have to be like the hottest thing of all time. Like it's okay if we're this, and
well,
then
music
is well, we still do,
so
but you know what I mean?
Too.
Yeah,
like you have to be all of this, and also the industry is unfortunately like looking younger and younger constantly,
or like, just looking more like ducks. One or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Kylie Jenner lips.
I think it's the same. I think it's across the board, though. We really value young women as a society. I mean, even the female athletes that hit really hard, they better be hot and young or they're not going to get a sponsorship deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, look at how many men my dad keeps marrying young people because he thinks that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we really, like, there's a very, we just as a society really value young women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you're supposed to be young and also have all this experience, and that's just not.
It doesn't happen.
That's the same thing as the Carl's Jr. girl who's in a bikini eating a double decker burger.
Exactly.
You can't have both, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's what I look like when I'm eating that shit. I don't know about you guys, but
if we could
soon as I touch a Carl's Jr. burger, I turn into a perfect, like, zero size. Yeah.
If we could all just Benjamin Button ourselves, that's the key. That's the thing to do.
Oh, God, I'm turning younger.
The wisest hot baby. that's the dream. It's just to be a baby with a hot bikini body that has the knowledge of the world inside of my head.
Well, we already have a baby that's like that. Yes. So our baby has a very hot bikini body.
Last tip. Find, like, an exercise thing where you can just punch the shit out of something and then take it out physically on, like, take a kickboxing class, go for a run, do something to, like, have a physical, like, be able to get this bullshit out. It will help a lot.
Run a marathon and curse out the bunnies.
There you go.
We're giving you, I'd give her a deadline by the end of May that you get the fuck in that office and you say what you want.
Yes and I want definitely. You to email us after you do it.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
So you're awesome. Just go do it. It'll be fine. I feel like it'll work out as soon as you start, you know, kind of putting your head in the game and saying fuck those guys.
And I agree for all of us. I mean, obviously try not to like worry about the 8, but like, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it. So it's
time
like,
it's
we
happening.
Have to accept
right.
it.
Whether we like it or not, if we're panicked about it, it's not going to make us be
gonna
successful
make it
faster or it's not going to change anything.
No.
It's just going to make us less happy.
Stop buying lotions. You have enough lotions.
Well,
like, just fuck.
Well, but stay moisturized, though.
Moisturizing is key.
And protect your skin.
I know, but but everybody has 10 lotions. You know
only
what I mean?
Need one.
Yeah.
Maybe
just,
two.
Just use them all.
SPF at nighttime.
Yeah. Just use the ones you have until they're gone. Don't put any more fucking money into your lotions.
No, seriously.
And just embrace your age, baby.
Yeah.
That's seriously. All good. Yeah.
We got it.
I'm probably still going to get shots in my face in a couple years. Okay. You know I will.
Okay. No, I know. Whatever. I know.
Lola, so where can everybody find you online? LolaBlanc.com.
LolaBlanc.com. Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, same thing?
On Twitter, it's Ola Lola, but it's not Ola, it's O La Lola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not like
Ola Lola. O H L A.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
And you post your Vice articles and all that on there, I
do indeed.
And check out this one coming out about this topic. I'm interested to read it, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out, girl.
Thanks for hanging out. Come see us if you're in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. LadyToLadyComedy.com. Check out the rest of our dates. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.